This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And oftentimes we tend to think that people with a bright persona don't have problems. I've got a theory that the brighter the persona, the deeper the shadows, the darker the shadows. What does that mean? Somebody who's always bright and cheery oftentimes could be the person that goes through deep depression. And the person who's always on can really shut down to nothing. The person who's always on, personality-wise, can have a dark side to that personality where they just withdraw totally from people. And Jeremiah goes through one grief situation after another, and he's so depressed that he regrets ever being born. Don't raise your hands, but there are people that you have said in one phrase or another, I wish I'd never been born. If I knew I was going to face the grief, I was going to face the problems, I was going to face the disappointment, one after another that I've had to go through in life, I sometimes wonder if it would have been better that I not have been born. So what Jeremiah wrote about isn't so far-fetched, is it? It's not. And I think, you know what? When you yield something of your brokenness to the Lord, the Lord will do something with your brokenness. He really will. He'll work in your past. He'll work with your sin. He'll work with things that have happened to you 10, 15, 20 years ago. And what you thought was there to destroy your life is something the Lord says, no, let me work in it. You may have had some horrible things happen in your childhood, but do you know what you can determine in the name of Christ? It stops with my generation. It's not going to continue. And it may have happened in your generation and your parents' generation and the generation before them, but as a believer in Christ, you can say it stops now, it's over. A new generation is coming in this family, and there will be new things that will bless people instead of curse people. And I believe the Lord can do that and will do that. Some of you have heard of a man by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a leader in what was called the German Confessing Church during World War II. He was one of few ministers at the time who stood up to Hitler. It cost him his life. He was eventually executed. He refused to call Hitler the Führer, which means leader in German. He preached a sermon from his pulpit, Christ is my Führer, and ended up in prison. But he wrote this from prison, letters and papers from prison. He said, in me there is darkness, but with God there is light. I am lonely, but God does not leave me. I am restless, but with thee there is peace. In me there is bitterness, but with you there is patience. Your ways are past understanding, but you know the way for me. Bonhoeffer could not have written those words unless he'd been through the valley. You know, God is not only on the mountaintop, he's in the valley, and the God of the mountain is also the God of the valley. He's with you. And that's why verse 11, in the midst of this depressing passage, is so comforting, and somebody came to hear these words. The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. What in the world does that mean? The reference to mighty warrior is a reference to God's power and authority. It's a reference to his capacity to do whatever he wants to do. And so Jeremiah, using language of the day that people could relate to, he could picture a warrior in his mind, and he said, God's like that with me. And in the midst of depression, in the midst of saying it would have been better that I died in my mother's womb, it would have been better if I'd never been born, Jeremiah was able to say, the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. Well, tomorrow is Thanksgiving 2017. I'd like to think that wherever you're at, whether you're here in the Dayton, Cincinnati area or you're out of town, you will think of this word from Jeremiah, that the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. You need to affirm that on Thanksgiving Day. Your family needs to affirm that. The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. God bless you. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.